It's free, but just register. Oh, God. Yeah. I just can't be bothered.
Bug me not.
Bug me not, baby. Yeah. Speaking of bug me not, Joseph Klein is here.
A little biblical. I prefer Joe.
Joe. Joseph. Joe. He's an interesting business model. He does voice work for podcasts.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Well, I'm like you, Leo. I'm an old radio hound dog from the old school.
Listen to him. Hey, you know, give him the good mic.
Yeah, you know, I'm jealous. I'm sitting here. I've been looking.
Come here. Sit over. This is the Heil that I won.
Oh,
come here.
Both come here. Right. Play interstitial music now.
Oh, I started doing Christmas.
Give the man with the pipes the microphone. That's the key.
Hello.
Isn't that nice?
Am I on?
Can you believe how much better that is?
Oh, my gosh. He sounds just like you.
I was jealous. I was sitting behind you. I was so jealous. And then you sat me down and gave me that little thing.
That is a great mic. And Adam Curry has one now, too.
That's right.
So we'll see if he sounds better.
I use a Rode microphone, the Rode NTK. It's a great tube mic made by...
A tube?
It's a tube. They call it a valve now. It's a tube microphone.
Valve. Wow.
Yeah, it's a valve microphone. It's being made by an Australian company called Rode, and I'm sure a lot of podcasters out there are real familiar with
the
Rode.
So do people pay you money to do voice work for them?
Not anywhere near enough.
No.
But they do.
Give me an example of the kind of thing you would do.
Okay. Welcome to This Week in Tech.
Save that.
There you go.
Can you
got it.
That?
Yeah. You can use that. This Week in Tech.
You know, I just bought, and we were talking about this earlier, the guy who does You've Got Mail.
Right.
For America Online, Elwood Edwards does for $10. I just bought it. I don't have it with me, but I'll email it to you. You can drop it in.
Here, okay. I'll give you a better one.
Okay,
You've Got Mail.
I had him record. You've got mail, you twit.
Anyway, our company, we started a new company. I'm an old radio hound dog, as I said, and back in the 70s and 80s, I was the leading producer of commercials for record albums.
The old
Casablanca Record and Film Works
ads.
And EMI America, Capitol, Warner Brothers.
You did all those disco things,
yeah,
huh?
I sure did.
Summer.
I sure did. Yeah. I won three Clio Awards and four International Broadcasting Awards doing all that stuff, and it was lots of fun.
Summer is.
That's right. We used Ernie Anderson on all those ads who passed away, as
the
you
late
know,
Ernie Anderson,
back
yeah.
in 97.
And his son is, of course, Paul Thomas Anderson.
As a matter of fact, next to ABC, you know, he did the Love.
The Love.
I think I did more spots with Ernie for Casablanca. He was their house announcer than any other production
People
company.
Probably don't know his name. Those of us in the
Ernie
business
Anderson.
Do, but they know his voice.
Do you know who his son is? Paul Thomas Anderson.
That's what I just said.
Yeah,
he's the director.
Boogie Nights. Yeah.
He's also the one who did the Visa. It's Everywhere You Want to Be. He did so many great,
lots of stuff.
Great
he was great. But I left that business. I just got tired of it. I got tired. I was old school, and I dropped out of school. I got tired of it after doing 1,200 commercials. I just got tired of it, and I was kind of an old school dropout until recently. Late last year, I discovered podcasting.
So what does an old radio guy think of this new medium?
Absolutely fantastic. It woke me up. It sent me back to school.
See, those of us who love audio, and I know you're that way too, Doug, are excited about this because it's a renaissance of a medium that has really been kind of left by the wayside.
That's great, yeah.
Absolutely.
And now I'm hoping there are all these young people who are going to start doing audio.
I'm back in the bedroom. I'm back in the bedroom studio with my computer that does...
I don't know if I want to know that. Actually, you know who else works in the bedroom.
But my computer does more than $1 million recording studio that I used to own.
Isn't it amazing?
And so what happened was I went back to school and I learned digital audio. This was a few years ago. Kind of was getting interested and excited about that. Then this podcasting thing came along, and I said to myself, there's a need for some good voice work out there, and people are amateurs. They are doing their podcasts, and they're amateurs, and they're not too structured. Nothing wrong with having a kind of a very professional voice intro, very professional promo.
It can make a big difference.
So we started a company. I have a partner named Bill Fortune, who's a voice guy and a former news anchor person out of Chicago, Illinois, and a nationally known disc jockey and voice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And we formed the Podcast Voice Guys.
How much is this going to cost?
How much you got? You know, that's a tough one.
Do you pay by the word? Do you pay them by the minute?
You know, people are asking me that all the time. We're going to probably start with rates as low as $75. Uh-huh. But if you need three or four pages read, of course it's going to be higher than that. But
where do people go to?
www.podcastvoiceguys.com.
Cool.
And our website's under construction. It'll be up and running next week.
You better hurry.
Be patient.
Yeah. A few twits might be visiting.
Looks like I'm going to probably need a completely different server than the one I've signed up.
Hurry.
Oh, well, please don't go there yet.
Joe, thanks for coming by. It's really interesting to see there are a number of models for how this can work. The keynote address from Jason Calacanis, who is the guy who made $25 million selling Weblogs, Inc. to AOL, was a series of business plans that won't work for podcasting. Did you see that?
Keynote,
Doug? Yeah. What'd you think?
Well, I like the contrast between Jason's presentation and yours.
Yeah,
well, that was the best of all.
We're going to swap seats right now and get the podcast network. You have to give it up. Sorry.
Darn it.
I have to give up this one. Go ahead, have a seat.